This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
130 to 122 Warriors. It's a 9-0 run for Golden State.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All right, that's Tim Roy on the call last night. You can hear all the action right here on 95.7 The Game, and hopefully you did if you weren't watching on TV. And it continues tomorrow against the Lakers. Another big game, bigger than last night.
And they're on the Lakers' ass, 4-5.
888-957-9570 is the number. I think we can all agree that the Warriors played the game of the year last night. Maybe not their game of the year, but that was the game of the year in terms of all the games the Warriors played. I just thought both teams were just very, very good.
Man.
And the Warriors made the plays they need to make, and the Grizzlies, they didn't. It's really that simple. I'm just looking at the last 2 minutes. Warriors were up one, and Morant had a little floater on the baseline that he couldn't get to go.
Right.
Then what happened on the next possession? Jaren Jackson Jr. fouls Butler. He went for a head fake. Butler leaned in, got the call, made both, and now it's a three-point game. Memphis goes down, misses a three, and then probably the biggest play of the game, Curry takes the three. It doesn't go down, and Pajemski comes in and tips it in to put the Warriors up five.
I thought game right there, Steiny.
And if you watch that play, and maybe this is nitpicking, but Morant just doesn't put a body on Pajemski.
I don't think he thought he needed to.
I'm sure he didn't. And Pajemski makes the play, and then the next play.
AirPods.
The next play, Morant gets into the lane, gets caught in the air, tries to shovel a pass to Edie, and Butler steals it. And that's your ball game.
Night-night.
So, you know, as good as Ja Morant was, the Warriors were better down the stretch, and they were smarter than Memphis down the stretch. And that's how you win a game like that.
And I'll say this to that, because it happened to Memphis in the first quarter. Steiny, I got body envy when it comes to Jaren Jackson Jr. But for the Warriors not to have a traditional big, and you still find a way to get in foul trouble, I mean, that's going to kill you. And that helped the Warriors because when Jackson Jr. was out there, he was a problem. Missed some big shots. They were up four, Steiny. He had a couple shots, put them up seven. Didn't go down. But collectively, to be down two guys, the Golden State Warriors, and start this four-game gauntlet with a dub, no pun intended, I'm excited. And, Steiny, if you can get, and I know this might be asking too much, but there's nothing about age. And again, this is not the series, though, but when you got the guy, the closer, like Steph Curry, I think anything is on the table. And now we're not talking about a 10th or 11th seed. We experienced that for some part of this season. We're talking about a damn 5th seed.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're climbing the standings. There's no doubt about it. But I got to tell you, and I want to know if anybody else had this thought. And it was this. I'm watching the last 2 minutes of that game, and I'm watching Butler and Steph and Draymond, and they are giving it everything they got. And Butler's playing 38 minutes, and Curry's playing 37, and Green's playing 33, but it's like 45 because of who he's got to play against. And I just had a thought, and it was like this. Okay. It was a great game.
Yeah.
Big win. How do you play another game like that Thursday? How do you play another game like that Friday? How do you play another game like that Sunday? How do you play the rest of the season like that? How do you win a series like that? How do you win a second round? I mean, it is going to be
their job.
A monster, monster grind. That's what also hit me last night. That game takes a lot out of you. So now they responded against Memphis. They got the Lakers and Denver back-to-back.
Oh, man.
And
I got you.
And they got the big boys got to come to play both nights. And, you know, that's another fun thing about this stretch is we'll get to see a small snippet of how the veteran Warriors react when they got to play four straight tough games in 6 days.
No doubt. Now it's three. Now it's down to three because you got the one to start this off. But I'm excited. And again, Stoney, we talked about the others. They could have played better, but they didn't get you beat. Moody made a big three at the end. Paz was out there trying to keep dudes in front of him that are, you know, got more foot speed than him. Moody was asking for that work, and he was getting it. But they held on. And again, Stoney, I'm just sitting there like you because you hit me with this. I'm sitting there with like 5:38 left in the third quarter like, oh, my God, we got a whole quarter and some change left, like just injected in my veins. And if this is any indication of what we're about to experience, Stoney, put your seatbelt on. It sounds like you already have it on because it's going to be wild. But back to Willard's text because he was looking at that Denver win and the Minnesota win in the standings ramifications. But I came in this morning off the euphoria of this dub, but they still can get into the box. And that would start tomorrow if they slipped up and then slipped up Friday to Denver. So there's no room to breathe almost.
No, I mean, I think we kind of knew.
I was celebrating like it's over, but no, it's not technically.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, this is the one they had to have. This is the one they absolutely had to have, and now they got it. So, you know, I don't know what the goal is in the next four games. I'm sure Warrior fans would love to see three wins in the next 3 days. But, you know, I think the important thing is they got one. Yeah. And it's the one I think we can all agree might have been the I don't want to say the easiest one. But that team right there, you would figure, is a team that's, you know, they're not playing well. They played hard last night. Yeah, they played pretty well. But something going on there that's going to...
I got you.
That's going to get them beat in the first round.
And it might be bigger than basketball. Who knows?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What a game last night, Warrior fans. You got to be sky high after that one. Curry with 52, regular season classic. No doubt about it. And the Warriors come through.
He took 31 field goal attempts, the chef. 20 from deep.
Yeah. Let's go to Kumar. Kumar's in Ukiah. Hey, Kumar, what's going on, man?
Hey there. That was an incredible game.
Yes, it was.
Screaming and jumping out of my skin at the end of that. It's probably scaring the block. But I just want to say, I think the thing that makes me confident about them, and to answer your concern, Matt, the thing that makes me think they can do this, even though it's going to be a gauntlet from hell over the next three games, and that's just to get in the door, is that Jimmy gives them a calming influence. He can get free throws almost at will. And when he does that, you know, if you're two-thirds of the way through a quarter and it's really close, he'll start doing that, and all of a sudden we're in the bonus, and then Curry just plays his game and he gets more free throws. And that is what's going to take us there because it slows the game down. It gives everybody a break. It takes the chaos and brings it into some order. It gives Curry a chance to utilize the fact that he's the best shooter ever. And I want to see what the average is for Curry on free throw attempts since they've gotten Jimmy versus before it. Because I know he's been between 4 and 5 for his career. I bet he's between 6 and 8 since they got Jimmy. And I think that's the difference.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And they went from last to first, Donnie, with that Kumar. They went from last to first. And it's funny, you know, I did some math during the break out loud and you were listening. And I know Jimmy's had 11 field goals, but those 12 free throw attempts, those are 6 fouls, Donnie. So in essence, he had 17 field goal attempts.
Yeah.
So he wasn't, you know, aggressive.
I mean, you know, I don't want to get into whether he was or he wasn't. I thought Jimmy played like he always has played with the Warriors. And in fact, I made a note that I thought in the first half,
38 minutes,
he wasn't. Like, I thought he could have, I don't know, maybe I'm expecting too much, because when people say he's got to come out and be aggressive, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to take 10 shots in the first 18 minutes. But he never does that. He does not take a bad shot. He won't take a bad shot.
Yeah.
It's almost like he refuses to take
a
bad shot.
And he had 27, Sonny.
So,
27, 6, and 4, man.
So the caller's point, Steph, before Jimmy got here. Averaged 3.5 free throws per game.
Okay.
Since Jimmy has arrived, he's averaged 6 free throws per game.
Wow.
I mean, that's not a small disparity. And, you know, another...
Warriors will take it all
another
day.
Great job by Steph last night. He not only had 52, but he gets to the line 8 times. So you got to take that if you're a Warrior fan.
He made all of them.
For sure. And, yeah, just a good vibes all around. Great win all around. And... you know, one of the things that stuck out to me is, okay, so the big three played well. And then you got Pajemski and you got Moody.
Yeah.
And I thought they were very average for most of the night.
I'm with you.
And, you know, I'm looking at Pajemski and he's not making shots. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, how does he impact the game? And my feeling is, if you're a young player and you're feeling it a little bit, you got to try to make a play on instinct. You got to try to make a play where maybe you take a little bit of a calculated risk.
Mm-hmm.
You got to try to make an aggressive play. And, you know, Pods wasn't very good, but he made the biggest play of the game.
I'm with you.
And it was a play born out of his natural ability to rebound and have a nose for the ball. So it didn't come down to him with a 3-point shot. It didn't come down to him having to make a play on his own for somebody else. He made a play utilizing his like instinctual strengths, and it was a huge play. And it's what young players may have to do if they're not shooting the ball well. And then conversely, you know, Moody was just okay for most of the game either. Also, I should say.
Not a tough task.
And then the next thing you know, the ball finds him in the corner for his trademark corner three, and he's open, and that's the one he makes.
Man.
And,
boom.
You know, those are big. I mean, if you think about it, okay, hey, 3 big games from the big three. The young guys didn't play great. Yeah, but both 2 guys made monster plays that helped you win that game.
Yeah, and we brought up Sharon Stone a couple of days ago, Stoney, but you talk about Pods, that was basic instinct. You know, it was instinctual. He went up there, and it was huge. Jaw took it for granted. But moving forward, you can't get everything you want, right? Nothing's perfect in life, but to put up 134 points and, you know, nobody shot it well off the bench. Well, I guess Moody was 4 of 8, but outside of that, you know, we've seen better. But the bottom line is they got the dub, and now you go to L.A. with this momentum, and we see what happens.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, how you feeling after the game of the year? Game of the year last night. I think we can all agree on that. A couple other things just throwing out there that I've, you know, just writing down here, and it's this. It's about Moses Moody. And you look at his box score last night, he had 10 points in 36 minutes, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. So the numbers don't jump out at you. But the reason that Moody is playing, I feel, right now, is because... isn't it obvious to Warrior fans that right now Moses Moody is maximizing his game?
Like, he right now, I'm not saying he can't get better, but right now, he's playing as well as he's played for the Warriors and in the NBA, and he may miss some shots on a given night, but he's getting as much out of his game as he could possibly get right now. There's nobody out there saying, well, Moody, you know, Moody needs to do a little bit more. No. Well, I mean, look, he's doing every single thing that you want him to do, and I think he's doing it at as high a level as his ability allows. So, you know, Moody's been a real part of this run, and you got to give him credit for where he's come from his entire career with the Warriors and where he's at right now. And I know it seemed like it's taken forever with Moody, but what is he, in his fourth year? Fourth year right now? And now...
This is big coming from you.
You know, he showed... And we'll see what happens in the playoffs. And I'm not saying now he's a finished
starter,
product. Though.
Yeah, he's a starter. He's got to master this role.
Yeah.
And that's big for him. And you weren't the only one that was doubting him, Stani, or just, you know, you thought he was a guy. But this dude is starting alongside Steph Curry, Draymond Green, now Butler. And he deserves a whole hell of a lot of credit, man. And Ja, as great as he was, he took 22 hard shots. And you can, you know, these guys, it's hard to stop them. You can just try to make it difficult, right? And I thought Moody did that. He didn't back down. Ja would get, you know, get the best of him on one possession. And Moody was right back up there with what I deem foot speed, Stani, and his ability to try to make it difficult. So I'm with you. And then he hit that three to kind of like ball game. So I like where he's at.
The one, you know, another thing I noticed, and Warrior fans, feel free to jump in on any of these. 888-957-9570. I thought the other thing about that game to me is that, yeah, it was close to a playoff game. Man. And it was certainly played with a lot of intensity.
Because it felt like it.
And you look at the Warriors and... they shot the hell out of it from three, 22 for 56. But I was watching the game thinking this, you know, if you take out Curry's 12 for 20, that puts the Warriors at 10 for 36 from three.
Yeah, not what you want.
And but I think that's something we're going to always have to keep an eye on as these games go on. The bottom line is those shots, those three-point shots are harder at this time of the season in the games that are this big. And
that's who we are.
And I think that, you know, look, this is, you know, post pods, Buddy Hield, who doesn't have a lot of playoff experience, Moody, you know, they didn't shoot it collectively well. And these shots are going to be harder as the games go on for these younger players. And we've got to expect some growing pains. They're not going to be able to just knock down every clutch shot. They're not going to be able to knock down maybe shots that they even hit in January or February, just because everything's going to be a little tighter, the defense is going to be a little better, the shots are going to be a little more pressure-packed.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
act. But as long as they pay attention to detail at all the other spots, you know, they can make up for maybe not shooting the ball well, because that's the one thing you can't control.
Yeah. And one thing they can't control is turnovers, Donnie. Only 11 on the night. I thought that was huge. Took care of the Rock. But again, if you're going to win and do something in the playoffs, we were reminded, or at least I was, that Steph Curry can get down with. That was Michael Jackson at the Apollo. I know that's my go-to, but that's what that felt like. And then you got old boy Jimmy Butler for 27. Draymond Green doing everything under the sun. Didn't shoot it well. 1-7 from the three-point land. But Steiny, he was making it difficult. And again, I just can't get over this four-game gauntlet and the meaning behind each one. And you're right, they needed it. It was imperative that they get off to a good start, and they did that.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors jump up to the fifth spot in the Western Conference standings. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies 134-125. Curry with 52. Steph Curry with 52 points last night. And another signature game.
10 rebounds.
One of his, I don't know how many signature games he's got, 40, 50, something like that.
That was one of them.
But that one belongs with all the rest of them, with all the rest of the great games, because they don't win that game. I mean, they don't compete in that game without the shots that Steph Curry was making.
It was like the Orlando 56, the Lawrence Taylor 56.
Yeah.
They needed everyone, and I think that just makes it more special when you know you're not doing it in a blowout or whatnot. It's like Steiner, he was just like he was bouncing off a trampoline or something. His legs just look real fresh and spry. So,
and we'll see how they look Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And then we'll see how they look Friday. And then we'll see how they look
Sunday.
Yeah. And then we'll see how they look the remaining four games. And then we'll see how they look in the first round.
That is one of
the things that, I mean, it just did hit me last night. It just felt like there was so much effort put out in that game by the Warriors and by Memphis. I'm also watching that game last night and seeing how hard the Warriors are playing. And I'm saying to myself, stop asking why.
You're talking to yourself.
No. When people go, Steiny, why didn't they come to play against Atlanta? It's like, don't you get it? You can't play every game like you played last night. You just can't. There's going to be ebbs and flows to a season. You got to be consistent rather than do you agree? Like, you can't play every game like that.
Right.
With three guys who are 34, 35 years old. Veterans got to know what level they can compete at and still be safe and win a game. But I'm just looking at that game last night thinking this is basically a playoff game. And this is why you can't play like this for 7 months out of the year.
Well, they're going to try to, and I'll tell you, just for this last stretch, Donnie, because you got a day off, and this is what the playoffs are, right? You play, you got a day off, and then you get back out there. But this is why you savor these moments, and you bust your ass trying to get a win, because mentally, I think they're going to try to do everything they did to get prepared for this game against Luka and LeBron, and then it all come out in the wash. But, Steiny, that was a reminder that I might not be going to Texas, and I could be dead wrong to the family reunion, but if Steph can channel that along with more help from the others and you get guys back, I'm just saying, like, bring it on. And right now, today is not the day, but it's reality. It looks like you're either going to draw the Lakers or the Nuggets. And normally I'd be scared of both, but it is what it is. If you got to get something and you want to chip or want to go on a deep run, you can't hide. And this is what it's going to entail, Steiny.
Yeah.
Sports, man. Yeah. I can't wait to see how much comes out of the chef for that. Like I expect him to be frisky tomorrow.
Okay. What about Friday?
We'll see. You know what I mean? But I understand it. But he's going to need help. And I thought Jimmy Butler, it's funny, Stoney. I'm adding those 6 shots to the 11 field goal attempts. Even in his dribbles, just his mannerisms, you could tell, you know how you say, dude, you can't tell him when it's a big one. Yeah. You could tell, and I appreciated it. And he's a pro, but I felt like he knew what time it was. Like, this is a big one.
Yeah, I thought Jimmy played like Jimmy's been playing.
That's interesting.
Every single game here, which has been pretty damn good, but I didn't. You know,
38 minutes.
Yeah, 38 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are my Warrior fans at?
Warriors.
They're probably still sleeping after last night's game.
How can you sleep?
Well, that's what I mean. They probably couldn't go right to sleep.
Yeah.
Probably were tossing and turning, thinking about Steph's greatness and Russell Westbrook's ineptitude.
Oh, boy.
But
I had to bring it up.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brian Geltzeiler, he'll be joining us at 1 o'clock.
BG.
Host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. He also contributes at NBA TV. If you listen to our show, you know we have Brian on once every 2 or 3 weeks. And the reason we have him on, quite frankly, is because he's the best. He is one of the best basketball guests we have, as knowledgeable as anybody out there. And he also loves to talk about the Warriors. So don't go anywhere. 1 o'clock, Brian Geltzeiler. If you want to jump in before then, you know the number. 888-957-9570. Let's go, Warrior fans. Step one completed. Still got to climb that ladder, though. Still got 3 more big ones coming up.